So the question is, again, how is it enough to silence the mind? First of all, I don't understand what is to silence the mind. Honestly, I'm not. This is not manipulation. I really am not sure, because the mind is already silent. You see, if there is anything that, I would revise your question and I would ask, is it enough to recognize that the mind is already silent? And then the answer is yes. Because is it enough to silence the mind? This entails an action, a how-to. It means that the mind is noisy. Don't believe this slight appearance of thought and emotion. It appears as if it is huge, because we give this appearance, we empower it to be self-existent, solidly existent, and it is not. It does not exist solidly or independently. It appears as as wind that passes the ocean. You see, it is really nothing, and it is only empowered by the mind. Now, the most important thing is to take a deep, honest look into the nature of the mind and to realize the mind is already empty. The mind already has no essence. The mind already doesn't have an edge. The mind has always been silent, has always been unaffected. When you relax in this way into an already existing reality, you realize that even the little bit that you thought that you needed to invest, the little bit of energy that you needed to improve, to change, to alter the state of the mind, to move it from an unenlightened mind to an enlightened mind, even this is not real, you see. The mind is enlightened. That is the thing. What is missing is only our awareness of the enlightened nature of the mind. So this is just how blissful it is. That you look, you take a look deep into the mind, and you see that it's just vast expanses of silence and emptiness without an edge. You look for the edge. Where does the mind end? Where are its limits? And you realize that you can't find the limits. You thought that the limits were the skull. The limits were the head. Perhaps the body. But then you realize, no. The mind has no beginning, no end. It is unborn. That's when you realize that every movement that you attempt to make, every struggle that we're creating toward the truth, it takes us in exactly the opposite direction. It is more like immersing in rather than moving toward or shifting between states.